Well, on this Palm Sunday, 2018, we're looking forward to having a rousing prayer from Deacon Sullivan.
Father God, we praise you and thank you for your love that you shine on us. Even though the weather gets a little cold, we still feel your love and warmth. Father, we know spring is coming. Praise you for allowing us to worship you and gather here on this Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, 21 on your song sheet. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing his power, his love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of his might, oh, sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds form, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light, it streams from the hills, it descends to the plains, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and friend. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. Sing it out. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once, he all does save. Alleluia. Where thy victory o'er the grave? Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ hath opened paradise. Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Falling our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia. Now, most of those songs are more about Easter resurrection, but I thought that'll warm us up for that. There's a song I was looking for that is very appropriate for Palm Sunday. Don't think I have it on this list. It's Hosanna. And see if I can remember it and we can sing it together. It's pretty simple. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. One more time, pretty easy. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Good. Well, we will take a look at a couple of things, though we are not what is considered high church or liturgical church. You know that I've always taught in a way that we understand the fact that there are liturgical churches, there are high churches. The idea of high and low churches is kind of like minor and major prophets. It's not that some churches are lower. It's just maybe less formal and less structured. And that's fine. But I think it's good to know how these things develop. And so we'll do a little history lesson here. Five things about Palm Sunday that remind us Christ is King. Of course, Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter that begins what's called Holy Week. It is the day that we remember and celebrate the day Jesus entered into Jerusalem as Savior and King. As Jesus rode a donkey into the town of Jerusalem and a large crowd gathered and laid palm branches in their cloaks across the road, giving Jesus royal treatment. Hundreds of people shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Now we know that Palm Sunday has biblical references. And of course, the other thing about Palm Sunday is always a week before Easter resurrection, and Palm Sunday is the end of Lent. So we know that the Lenten period, which has gone on for a while, is now over, which is interesting too, because Lent is a time of specific fasting and doing without and so forth and so on. Well, let's take a look at how this reads in Scripture. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as King, so you can turn with me in your copy of the Bible to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. I'm going to look at the first 11 verses there. So, we'll all read four verses, except I'll finish up and I'll just read three. Right, so 3, 10.
We're reading verse 11. So we'll each read three and you
read
two.
Yeah, three and I'll read two. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 3 from the English Standard Version. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." Matthew 21, verses 1 through 3 from the English Standard Version.
I'm reading from the English Standard Version, Matthew chapter 21, verses 4 through 6. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to your daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. Right from the Standard Version. I almost said New International Version. Matthew chapter 21, verses 4-6.
And continuing with verses 7, 8, and 9, they brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloak, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. That was verses 7, 8, and 9 from Matthew chapter 21.
Now I'm reading from Matthew 21, verses 10 and 11. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version as well. And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." So I've just read from Matthew 21, verses 10 and 11. Of course, I want to point out that as he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. He was asking the question, "Who is this?" The crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Now, the different manuscripts may say on a donkey or a colt. We also see parallels in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, Luke 18, 35 through 43, and of course Mark 11, verses 1 through 10. Luke 19, 28 to 38, and John 12, 12 through 15. And of course, we pay some close attention to Zechariah 9:9 for a particular reason. But there are five things about Palm Sunday that remind us Christ is King. God's Word tells us the people cut palm branches and waved them in the air, or palm fronds, laid them out on the ground before Jesus as he rode into the city. The palm branch represented goodness and victory, and was symbolic of the final victory he would soon fulfill over death. Of course, we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, "O death, where is your sting? O death, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" See, Jesus chose to ride in on a donkey, which directly fulfilled Old Testament prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. In biblical times, it was common for kings or important people to arrive by a procession riding on a donkey, or a white mule in some cases. The donkey symbolized peace, so those who chose to ride them showed that they came with peaceful intentions. Jesus even then reminded us that he is the Prince of Peace. And that verse in Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." When the people shouted Hosanna, they were hailing Christ as king. That word actually means save now. So in the Aramaic, Hosanna means save, and save us to the uttermost, or save us now. And though in their own minds they waited for an earthly king, God had a different way in the mind of bringing true salvation to all who would trust in him. Psalm 118, verse 26 says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And of course, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." The Bible says that Jesus wept for Jerusalem. It's actually, I believe, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. Mm-hmm. in the midst of the praise of the moment, he knew in his heart that it wouldn't be long that these same people would turn their backs on him, betray him, and crucify him. His heart broke with the reality of how much they needed a Savior. And of course, there's some relationship there to what all of us have at one time or another gone through, where somebody that we look to do a certain thing, and they didn't do what we thought they should do, and then we turned on them, or they turned on us. That happens very frequently, and of course, how much that must have hurt Jesus to have those very same people who were making a kingly entrance for him coming in. And that's why the beginning of the chapter is usually identified as the triumphal entry. Mm-hmm. In some respects, some people say, well, how can you call it a triumphal entry? Well, the thing is, it was a triumph over death and sin. It was a triumph in the sense that all kind of forces were arrayed against Jesus to keep him from entering in, to keep him away from the people or whatever else, but he came anyway. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 and 42. See, Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Christ is far greater than any mind of man would ever conceive or plan. Man looked for someone to fight their battles in the present day world, yet God had the ultimate plan of sending his Son to fight the final battle over death. This is the greatness of why we celebrate this week. Because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, we can be set free of death. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. John 11:25. We have so much to be grateful for this week. The enemy knows that, and you can bet he's going to do everything he can to try and distract us away from the true meaning of what this Holy Week means. Don't let him do it. Don't let him win. In this Holy Week, may God direct our thoughts and attention towards what matters most, Jesus Christ our King. Let's choose to focus on worshiping our Lord, thanking him for the gift of his sacrifice, celebrating the power of the resurrection, and the new life found in him alone. Grace. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. And of course, you know that making these statements as we do, which are biblical and true, is very upsetting to people who wanted to just believe, or want to just believe, that Jesus was a prophet, or Jesus was this and that. And of course, many different religious groups, whether it be Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or any such like that, have different concepts of who Jesus is. Of course, once again, we have read Zechariah 9:9, John 12:12 through 19. And of course, Luke 19, so forth and so on. And here's, as you think about Jesus, and we think about how we would pray this week, you know, there'll be people in the liturgical churches in particular, you know, the high church, more or less, that what they will do, of course, is they will have services throughout the week. Many of them will actually carry the palm fronds with them And of course, in some cases, they take the palm fronds and then they will burn them and create ashes. And of course, you know, they use those ashes in the coming year to, you know, put a mark on people's head. You can usually tell people at Ash Wednesday that they have been to service and got anointed with the, if you will, with the ashes from the palm fronds. Now, all that may, you know, is it necessary to do that? Is it something that should be done? Well, maybe not, maybe so. But the thing, of course, in different churches, whether it be the Orthodox or Roman Catholic or whatever else, is the endeavor to try to remember the things that Jesus has said and whatever objects, so to speak, that we need. So here's a prayer that we could look at today. Lord God, I give you thanks, for you are good and your mercy is endless. Here I stand at the start of this holy week, this week in which your church remembers Jesus' passion and death, and I am distracted by many things. Turn my eyes now to the one who comes in your name, the one who opens the gates of righteousness, the one who answers when we call. I bless you, Lord, for the shining light upon me and for sending your Son to us in human frailty to walk the road we walk. Open my eyes that I may see him coming and may praise him with a pure heart, and may walk in the way of his suffering, and share also in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Mm-hmm. So consider that this week, though you may not be attending any other services necessarily other than Palm Sunday and Easter Resurrection service next Sunday. Consider this week at least to be able to stop and to pray and consider the meaning of it. And human nature, what it is, it's good that the Lord provides us with these remembrances. And of course, the many different movies that are out there, The Passion of the Christ and all these different ones that we could watch that kind of help us to understand, but especially what the scriptures have told us today. So we're very thankful to be able to be finished with Lent and to be beginning in Holy Week, and we've got, you know, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and whatever. And I know those are all terminologies to some people that are much too ecclesiastical or much too liturgical, but we can learn from those things. So, we thank you, Lord, and we'll always say, we'll have no other king but King Jesus. He's the only one that qualifies. Amen and amen.